Welcome to SMR's This Week in Review podcast, where we highlight the recent news in sports medicine research. This past week's most popular post on sportsmedres.org discussed a recent study which compared PRP, glucocorticoids, and saline injections for tennis elbow. Tennis elbow, or lateral epicondylitis, continues to be a common musculoskeletal disorder that is associated with substantial costs, healthcare use, and frustration among patients competing in sports or other activities that involve the upper extremities. Recent research has focused on platelet-rich plasma, or PRP, injections for epicondylitis, but very few studies have compared PRP and glucocorticoid injections to a placebo injection. Therefore, the purpose of this double-blind, randomized clinical trial was to compare the effectiveness of PRP, glucocorticoid, or isotonic saline injections for reducing elbow symptoms among patients with lateral epicondylitis. Patients were included if they had symptoms of lateral epicondylitis for more than 3 months and signs of tendinopathy on ultrasound. Each injection was performed under ultrasound guidance, with the glucocorticoid injection being injected in one pass, while the PRP and saline injections were performed using a peppering technique with 7 tendon perforations. All 60 patients received the same post-treatment protocol, which included minimal use of the affected arm for 3 to 4 days, use of acetaminophen for pain control if needed, and then starting a standard tennis elbow stretching and training home program once the pain level was acceptable. At the 1 month follow-up, glucocorticoid group had a better decrease in pain than the saline group and the PRP group. However, at 3 months, there were no differences between the three groups. Unfortunately, there were too many dropouts to follow these patients at 6 or 12 months. This study agrees with previous research showing that glucocorticoid injections have a benefit in the short term, but that effectiveness does not last. Unfortunately, with the large dropout rate, the authors were not able to assess if there were any long-term benefits of PRP or placebo at 6 and 12 months. This may be relevant, since a review by Hart et al. Found that it was the long-term follow-up visits when physical therapy was more effective than glucocorticoid injection. In this study, the large dropout rate may have been attributed to the patients having the option to discontinue the study after 3 months if they were not satisfied with the results. This reminds us that patients are looking for treatments that will take away their pain as soon as possible and allow them to return to work or sport quickly. It can be hard for a patient to think about waiting a year for improvement when there's a chance to have short-lived relief of pain. In conclusion, the study does not support PRP injections for short-term pain relief of lateral epicondylitis compared to a placebo or glucocorticoid injection. This past week, we also had 2 other posts on sportsmedres.org. That's R-E-S. .org. The first announced the public release of the 2012 Zurich Consensus Statement on Concussions in Sports. Remember, you can always count on SMR to keep you up to date on new consensus and position statements. And the second post was a report that online impact testing is a valid method of detecting concussion, which reported on a study that found the online version of the impact test is a valid test for the diagnosis of concussions in high school and college athletes, and may even be effective for diagnosing suspected concussions when the athlete did not report symptoms. Don't forget that we also share extra material on social media. For example, this past week, our social media posts included a randomized clinical trial that found injections of PRP led to better midterm clinical results compared to focused extracorporeal shockwave therapy in the treatment of jumper's knees among athletes. And the second study described which exercises target the gluteal muscles while minimizing activation of the tensor fasciae lata. So remember to follow us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, or LinkedIn. We'll be back next week with more sports medicine research. Until then, have a fun one.